Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We're learning and meditating on the Eighth Commandment, which calls us to have a love for and a commitment to the truth and never to act against it. Yet many people think, it's not about truth. It's about being a good person, you know? If you ask people what the fundamental obligation of all human life is, very few people would say seeking the truth. It's amazing how many people think it doesn't matter what you know or what you believe. All that matters is that you be a good person. And yet the Catechism states that seeking the truth is absolutely fundamental to human life. It says, man tends by nature toward the truth. He is obliged to honor and bear witness to it. It is in accordance with their dignity that all men, because they are persons, are both impelled by their nature and bound by a moral obligation to seek the truth, especially religious truth. They are also bound to adhere to the truth once they come to know it and direct their whole lives in accordance with the demands of the truth. So, pursuing the truth is part of human nature. It's part of our dignity. It's something that nature and morality demand of us. And everyone's whole life has to be organized around truth. So the question is, how can the truth be such a core obligation of human life? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When the Catechism says that man tends by nature toward the truth, it means that truth is something we need to be happy. Man tends toward food by nature, man tends toward sleep by nature, and man tends toward friendship and beauty by nature. What does that mean? It means that these are the things the human person needs in order to be happy. And it really is the case that we aren't satisfied without truth. Nobody wants to be intellectually lost. Nobody wants to be clueless. Nobody wants to have no idea what's going on. This is why children ask why over and over again, because they want to know how the world works. And adults complain, nobody tells me anything. Things we desire by nature are things we're supposed to pursue and possess. We all desire food and sleep, so we're all supposed to eat and go to bed. So since we all desire truth, we're all supposed to pursue the truth. And the ultimate truth to pursue is the ultimate truth about everything, meaning the truth about the meaning of human life, who God is, what God has done, and what God wants from me. These are the ultimate truths by which our map of reality gets filled in. Without that, big portions of the map stay blank, which is less humanly satisfying for everyone. And with big holes in your map, you can't be happy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The great mistake of people who think it's possible to be a good person without knowing the truth is that they forget that there's no way anyone can be a good person unless they know what it takes to be a good person. You can't pursue the good unless you know the truth about what the good actually is. That's why the truth sets you free. It sets you free to be good. Knowing how a car works, knowing the traffic laws, knowing where the other cars on the road are, if you don't know that stuff, you can't be a good driver. And if you don't know how the human person works, if you don't know God's moral teachings as expressed through the scriptures and the church, and if you don't know the goal of human life, eternal happiness by union with God, then you can't live well. And how can you be a good person if you're not even willing to pursue the truth that's necessary to living a good life? That's why pursuing the truth isn't just a human obligation, it's a moral obligation, meaning we need the truth in order to be a good person. We need the truth because it's not enough to be sincere. Because you can be sincere and sincerely wrong. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We've also been given the promise of knowing what we don't yet know. We've said that we were made to know the truth, and that this knowledge of truth is indispensable to happiness. And the Catholic Church gives us the greatest quantity and depth of truth about God and the human person available in this life. That is, in fact, one of the greatest joys of being Catholic. And yet, there are still fundamental truths we want, but we can't get. Fundamental questions we ask, yet remain unanswered. Dear God, we say, what's the right decision in this particular situation? Dear God, why would you allow that to happen? Dear God, what's going to happen to this person I love? Dear God, how is your church going to survive? And how are you going to make everything all right in the end? So often we say, I just don't understand. But, and this is one of the great promises, especially to our minds hungry for truth, that in heaven we will understand. Everything. One day, all that is concealed will be revealed, and our minds, like our hearts, will rest content. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
G.K. Chesterton says that the great nightmare of atheism is that the whole universe remains just a riddle with no answer. No answer to the question, why is there something rather than nothing? No answer to the question, why is there suffering? No answer to the question, how should we live? And no answer to the question, what does any of it mean anyway? So let's thank the good Lord for his generosity to us, allowing us to be members of his church that provides us with truth, but also for allowing us to be alive in this age. Let's thank the good Lord for his generosity to us, for allowing us to be members of his Catholic Church, to receive his revelation through scripture, tradition, and the magisterium, but even more, to be alive in this age where so much of the truth is available at our fingertips, more than any other generation in the history of the world. Maybe as a resolution, let's commit ourselves to learn the truth that Jesus has revealed and handed down to the church a little bit each day. A few months ago, we reflected on a good use of free time and that our soul needs to be nourished by reality in the form of truth. So give your soul what it needs every day in the form of truth, especially religious truth. Commit to the discipline to study our faith a little bit every day, and you will be all the happier for it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sometimes I think that God has laid out a banquet for us through the internet, and we're starving to death because we're just feeding on junk, when the truth, the meat and potatoes of the truth, is all there. Hmm. You know, when I was your age, Teresa, you're 21, we didn't have the new catechism of the Catholic Church. Now we had the Catechism of the Council of Trent, but I didn't even know what that was. And the new catechism hadn't come out yet, and there was no internet. It was kind of hard to really know what the church taught. And there were not all the great people that help us to understand scriptures easily. Yes, we had all the fathers and doctors of the church, but before the internet, these things just weren't accessible when I was living in rural Iowa. So we have this banquet of truth and we're not accessing it.
Mm-hmm. I find it interesting that people find it so difficult to know what's true when we have the most access to truth right now.
But maybe that's also part of it, that the truth has been made available. And the devil floods the world with half-truths and lies so that two things happen. One, you're overwhelmed, so you can't find it. And two, because there's so much half-truth and deceit, people despair and give up trying to find the truth.
Because I think you're right, but I think most people don't even go looking for the truth anymore. But you're right that it's probably because it feels so overwhelming that you're never going to get to it anyways. But I feel like there are so many times when in conversations we're constantly spreading a couple of facts or opinions, and then No one in that conversation takes the time to just look up what the actual facts are. But it's so easy to do now. And even I'm obviously very guilty of doing so, but we have even just the original sources, and we still don't go to them, even though they're at our fingertips.
This is again one of the reasons why I love the way we're doing the rosary, because we're trying to give people as much of the full teaching of Jesus that we can in bite-sized digestible portions each day, a little bit dripping it in each day, and then we're having conversations about it. You know, most people don't know around the world that for many years I taught the faith, I taught theology.
I would have never believed
Most people wouldn't believe it. But this is a way to teach more people more of the truth of the Catholic faith than I ever had before, just through this rosary.
That's true. Before you could only cram about 100 people in a classroom.
And how much could they really digest in an hour lecture? This is such a better way, and we're doing it at the School of Mary with Mary in our presence, teaching us as we're learning about these truths of her son. And many people don't realize that we've also done a catechism series that you can find just by going to YouTube and just put in Daily Rosary Meditations. That's our YouTube channel, Daily Rosary Meditations, and you'll find the playlist for our whole catechism series. And you can see what I looked like 15 years ago, and you can see what the men's clothing styles were 15 years ago. Thankfully, the truth doesn't go out of style, and the clothing styles do. Or unfortunately, the clothing styles do. But past our catechism series, I want to share with people a few places where I've really found a banquet of truth. So, for example, if you want to know the Bible better, I think there's nobody better than Dr. Tim Gray. You can probably find all his stuff on Formed, but he also has books on Scripture. Pope Benedict wrote a three-volume series on Jesus of Nazareth. Amazing. One of the most important areas to know are the Catholic moral teachings about marriage, family, and sexuality. Christopher West does an amazing job of explaining that. If you want to understand virtue better, there's nobody better than Joseph Pieper. Joseph Pieper. Or maybe you want to understand how to live in a relationship with Mary better, then read St. Louis de Montfort. Or read Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. You might say, well, they're too hard for me to understand. They're really not. We just have to dig in. In fact, now's a good time to pick up Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, because in February, we're going to be doing a series of rosary meditations on Teresa and John and their teachings of the spiritual life. So there are all these unbelievable resources, and it's not fulfilling to veg out on garbage.
But I also think if you just have a question and you want to get that question answered, it might be easy to Google it, but you don't get the same level of comprehension as actually reading these original sources because the context never seems relevant because you don't understand it yet. But you really need that basis and you need these leaders, otherwise we don't really know where to begin.
So I'm gonna do something bold, probably stupid. I'm gonna give my email address, and if you have questions about the faith, feel free to send them in. And I'm notorious for not answering email, but maybe we'll pick it up on a rosary meditation.
That would be fun.
My email is very complicated. Mike@schooloffaith.com. Very simple.
Maybe we'll do a Q&A at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or I would just love to hear your personal stories about how the rosary has transformed your life. So I'll make you a deal. You are welcome to send in a question about the faith, but you have to tell me about yourself. If you tell me about yourself, we'll answer your question. So what are your further thoughts, Teresa, on this topic?
It made me curious at one point, what, after you die, what's the one question you want answered? One great mystery that you could never answer here.
Oh, that's a really good question.
I feel like that's a classic
question.
That'd
be a good question for a party.
I was thinking about that for New Year's, yeah.
Over dinner. What's the one question you would like to ask God after you die? That's a really, really, really great question. I want to know why he made ticks.
That's a really good point. Yeah, there's a lot of bloodsuckers out there. Never understand why.
I'm gonna think about that and get back to you. Do you know your question?
Easily. What? I want to know who the man in the iron mask was. A mystery lost to history.
Well, you're going to have to pray that Alexander Dumas makes it into heaven, and you can just ask him directly.
Well, you know the man in the iron mask isn't a fictional character, right? So, Alexander Dumas, he has his own story of who he thinks the character is, and he makes up a story about the man in the iron mask. But there is an actual French prisoner who was kept with, like, this velvet and iron mask for his entire, and no one ever knew who he was, and he didn't have his name written down, but he had almost like a royal level of treatment while he was in prison, and they never figured out who he was. He was obviously buried, who knows where, and there's no evidence as to who he was. There's theories, but he's a real historic figure. You can look up the man in the iron mask.
I never knew that. Okay, I'm gonna think about what my question will be. I'm always struck by the writings of C.S. Lewis, and especially the Chronicles of Narnia, where often the characters want to ask Aslan, what if? And that's the one question he never answers.
That's interesting. That's a good point. I was just reading a poem from T.S. Eliot about that.
What if can't be known, only what is, what was.
I do love it as a, I think I picked it up from some like British comedy sketch, but I always use that as like just the answer if someone asks you a really dumb what if, like, well, what if this happens? What if?
Yeah, it didn't.
Yeah.
So there's no point in asking it. All right, I'm going to come up with my question. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.